Continuing on Daf Ayin Gimel, if a child is found abandoned, as long as he's still in the shuk, his parents would be believed to say that he belongs to them, and therefore he's not puzzel. But once he's found outside of the shuk, the parents are not believed, because by then the shame asufi has already been established on the child. Unless it's a year of famine, when many children are abandoned, then parents are believed even if the child is found outside of the shuk. Reb Chisda says there are three people who are only believed if they testify immediately. Number one, regarding an asufi, that parents say it's our child. Number two, a chaya, the nurse who delivers the baby to say which of two children of twins is considered the bechor, i.e. for pishnayim, for the Yerusha. And number three, paiteres chavurei seha. If three women shared one bed and blood was found, the question is who it belongs to. A midwife who has multiple births in one house, she's believed to say this child came from the kayin's wife, and this one came from the mamzer's wife. A paisik is believed to say who was the one who won the din Torah, but this is only if the litigants are standing in front of him. But if the litigants aren't in front of him, he isn't believed because he may have forgotten by then. Reb Nachman says there are three people who can testify that a child is a bechor. Number one, the midwife, but only immediately. Number two, the mother, but only up until the bris milah. And number three, the father. He can testify forever that his son is a bechor because the pasuk says, ki ben ha-bechor yakir, and he is the one who is yakir. But to testify that his son is a chol, the Chachamim say the father is not believed. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he is believed. The Mishnah. A person that cannot marry into the Kahal Hashem can still intermarry. For example, a mamzer can marry another mamzer or can marry a shtuki. Rabbi Yehuda says this is usur also. Rabbi Elazar says a definite psul can marry another definite psul. But a suffix psul, for example, a shtuki or a kusi, cannot marry a definite psul. The Gemara. The Havamin is that our Mishnah is dealing with those who are usur to marry into a kahuna, but the Maskana refutes this. The Gemara asks, what is a mamzer? Rabbi Akiva says, if the relationship is one whose punishment is for a chayve lav, then the child is considered a mamzer. Shimon HaTeimani, which is how we paskin, says, only if the relationship is one that results in kares bidei shamayim, is the child born out of that relationship considered a mamzer. Rabbi Yeshua says, only if the relationship produces achiev misis bezdin is the child considered to be a mamzer. Daf Ayin Hei. The wife of a safek chalal is considered kosher since it's svek sveka. The Gemara says the halacha is like Rebbe Elazar, that a vadei mamzer cannot marry a safek mamzer. Rebbe Eliezer says a kusi cannot marry a kusis since they have a halacha of a ger after 10 generations, and he holds, like Rebbe Yishmael, that kusim are considered gerei arayis. Rebbe Akiva holds, however, that Ovid Kechavim, the Eved Haba of As Yisrael, Havlad Mamzer. If an Ovid Kechavim has a relationship with a Bas Yisrael, the Vlad, the child, is considered a Mamzer. So if any guy has a relationship with a Bas Yisrael, the child is considered a Mamzer. The Halacha, however, follows the opposing view to this, who holds that the Vlad is considered kosher in such a relationship. However, there's a machlekes amongst the Paiskim as to the meaning of Havlad kosher in a situation like this. The Piskei Taisvus learns from Taisvus here, a Taisvus is of the opinion that the child born of such a relationship actually assumes the status of his Gayesha father, and therefore he must convert before marrying a Bas Yisrael. He says that the term Havlat Kusher only means that he can marry a Bas Yisrael subsequent to his conversion, whereas had he been considered a Mamzer, he would never be able to be permitted to marry a Bas Yisrael under any circumstances. Tafayin Vav. Rabbi Eliezer says the reason a kusi cannot marry a kusis is because they don't know all the halachas of kedushin very well. However, in halachas that they are bekiyim in, then we can trust them. The Mishnah. If a person wants to marry a kohenis, he must first examine the family up to four generations going backwards to be sure that there are no mamzerus or yichus issues in that family. If her grandfather was a dayan or a gavait staka in Yerushalayim, it's a siman that the yichus is good and you do not need to do this bedika that the Mishnah is talking about. Gemara. When women have a big argument, they insult each other by saying one who is mazana. They're saying to the other one that you are mazana. But when men have an argument or disagreement, they accuse each other of psule kahal. Our Mishnah, which says bedika is necessary, is according to Rav Meir. But the Chachamim say you don't need to be bedik in mishpachas, since we say kol mishpachas becheskas kashrus hein imedas. Unless you have reason to believe that there's a problem, you say that they have a cheskas kashrus, and therefore you do not need to make a bedika. And the halacha follows the opinion of the Chachamim, who say, "Kol mishpachas becheskas kashrus imedas." All families are presumed to be kosher unless witnesses come and testify otherwise. However, in this halacha, there's a machlekes rishonim. Rashi and the Rama in Tur Evan Ha'ezer Simen Beis are of the opinion that this Cheskes Kashrus can only be applied to a known family that was assumed all along to be a Mishpacha Kshera. However, with regard to an unknown family, they hold that there is no automatic presumption of Kashrus, and therefore one must conduct an investigation into such a family's ancestry before he marries them. Many other Rishayim, however, the Ran, the Rajba, the Ritva, disagree, and maintain that the Chachamim's rule of Kol HaMishpachas B'Cheskes Kashrus HaMedes is effective even to permit marriage into a family where it is unknown whether they're kosher or not. The Gemara says if a person was listed in the official directory of Dayanim, he also doesn't need Bedika, because before anyone becomes a Dayan, they first check out that person's Yichas. Therefore, they're presumed to be okay if he's listed in this directory. If someone is in the army of David HaMelech, it's also a sign that he has good Yichas. Since to fight in his army, they first also did a Yichas check. Finally, David HaMelech had 400 soldiers, all of whom were descendants of women captured under the halacha of Eshes Yefas Tayar, which is the halacha we know by a war. Tafayin Zayin, the Mishnah. If a Cholol married a Bas Yisrael, any child from that union will remain a Cholol, and future children will also be Chololim. If, however, Yisrael married a Chalola, a woman, then the daughter of this union is kosher, since only a man passes the title of Cholol to children. Rabbi Yehuda says that a daughter of a Ger is Pasul, just like the daughter of a Cholol. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that this particular daughter is kosher, unless both parents are Gerim. Then the child is considered Pasul. Rabbi Yaisi says, even if both parents are Gerim, the child are kosher l'kahuna. Gemara. Rabbi Stayib Rabbi Yehuda says, a mother who is a Chalola does not pass this title to a child, since the Pasuk says, lo yichalal zarei bi'amav. In fact, unless both parents are Chalolim, the child is considered kosher. What is a Chalola, the Gemara asks? A child, the Gemara answers, that was born from a Pasul relationship. If a Kayin has relations with a triple Grusha, the man is only Chayev once. But if the woman is an Almana, Grusha, Chalola, and a Zayna, in that order, then he has four Chiyuvim, since this is the order of the Psukim. This is because although we normally hold Ein Isser Chal al Isser, but if it's an Isser Maisif, i.e. it adds to the previous Isser, then you can pile one Isser on top of the other. So how does that work here? We have first Almana. She was first an Almana. Almana is only Asr to a Kayin Gadol. Now she's a Grusha. Grusha is an Isser Maisif, since the Isser of marrying a Grusha is not only to a Kayin Gadol, but is Maisif a Kayin Hedjit as well, because a Kayin Hedjit is also Asr to marry a Grusha. When she becomes a Chalola, it's Vaiter Isser Maisif, because she becomes Asr in Truma. And finally, when she becomes a Zayna, it adds the Isser that she becomes Asr to all Yisraelim as well as the Kayin Gadol, as well as the Kayin Hedjit, and so on and so forth. If a Nazir drank wine all day, then he's only Chayev once. But if he was warned two different times, then he actually becomes Chayev twice. Reb Shimon holds, if a person eats from an Avela on Yom Kippur, which is two separate Isurim, he's Pater from Karis, since Ein Isser Chal al Isser. The Einish for Yom Kippur, Karis, cannot be Chal on the previous Isser of Nevela, which is Malkus. But the Chachamim say, he is Chayev on Karis for Yom Kippur, since the Isser of Yom Kippur is more Chamor than the Isser of Nevela. But vice versa, they would be Maider to Reb Shimon. The Gemara says if a Jew has relations with his sister, she receives a halacha of Zayna, since she had relations with an Erva. What if he happens to be a Kayin? Does she also receive the title of Chalola? Where he answers, according to Abaya, no, since the title of Chalola can only come from an Isser that is directly related to Kahuna. For example, a Grusha L'Kayin, Tafayin Ches. If a Kayin Gadol marries and has relations with an Almana, he gets Malkus twice. For the Isser of Lo Yikach, which prohibits the Kedushin, and for the Isser of Lo Yechal, which prohibits the Bia, which turns her into a Chalola. Rabbi Yehuda says, just like the daughter of a Chalol is Pasul L'Kahuna, so too is the daughter of a Ger considered Pasul L'Kahuna. This is learned from a Kal V'Chemer, since if a Cholol, which came from a Tipa Kshera, is a Cholol, a Kal V'Chemer, a Ger, who comes from a Tipa Psula, should be considered a Cholol. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, a Giyaris, who is less than 3 years old, and is not Roy Labia, she will be Kasher L'Kahuna. But the Rabbanan say she would not be Kasher L'Kahuna, as the Pasuk in Yechezkel says, Mizera Beis Yisrael. The only people who were allowed to sit in the Heichal of the Beis HaMikdash were people who came from Malchus Beis David. The Gemara paskins that the halacha is like Rabbi Yaisi, that even if both parents are gerim, the daughter is kasher l'kahuna. But after the churban Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim took on a churma l'chatchila, that one parent should really be Jewish in order for a kayin to be able to marry her. The Mishnah. If a father says on his son that he's a mamzer, we don't believe him, since he's considered an aid posel. He's a relative. He's his father. And even if both the mother and the father say he's a mamzer, they're also not believed. The Gemara says, however, according to Rabbi Yehuda, just like a father is believed to say a son is a Bechor, so too he's believed to say He's a mamzer. So the pasuk says, yakir. The next Mishnah. A person appointed a shliach to find a husband for his daughter, but instead of the shliach doing it, the father ended up doing it himself. He found her a husband. If the father's kedushin was first, that kedushin is chal. If the shliach's kedushin ended up happening first, then that particular kedushin is chal. If we don't know which one was first, she needs a get from both in order to marry a third man. And all these same halachas would apply if she made a shliach to find herself a husband herself, but she ends up doing it by herself. Dafayintas, the Gemara. The time period for Bagris is 6 months. When a girl turns age 12, she goes from being a katana to a nara, where she is a nara for 6 months. Then at age 12 and a half, she becomes a bageris. A mikveh that was measured and found not to have 40 saw, we know that a mikveh in order to be kosher needs 40 saw. We say lamafreya, the kalim that were put and were tivled into this mikveh become tame, even though the mikveh is in a rishus harabim. And safek tumah rishus harabim is kosher, but we have a tarti lereyasa. Number one, there's a chazaka tumah the kalim. This particular keli, which wasn't tivled yet, has a chazaka that it's tame. And now the mikveh is clearly puzzle, because the mikveh doesn't have 40 saw. So these two create a tarti lereyasa, and therefore we say that all of the kalim that were tivled up until that point become tame, even lamafreya. We paskin like Rav, that if now she's a bageris, we assume before she also was a bageris, and we're not chayshish for the kedushin of the father. I.e. we're not chayshish that the kedushin took place when she was in fact a nara. The Mishnah. A man went overseas with his wife, and then he returned with his wife and some children. So if it comes to the question of if these wife and children are psula, you can say that everyone is kosher, since she was checked out when they got married. But if the wife dies, you'll need a raya that these children are in fact kosher. The Gemara. Since the children cling to this woman, and we know that the woman is okay because she was checked out once before, it's a raya that these children belong to her, based on a chazaka, the fact that they're clinging to her. Daf pei. There was a woman who came to Yerushalayim with a child, and we're not really sure if this child belongs to her, but it appears that the child does belong to her. So after a while, a kol actually sort of develops that says, and people assume that the son, this person is her son. And then he had relations with her. So even though we never had Edom, that he was mamish her son, but based on this chazaka that he acted as her son, Bezdin gave them both a punishment of Srefa for the relationship that they had. If we have a child and the child was found next to dough that was Truma dough, and the child had some dough in his hand, Rameir says all the dough remains Tahar, because the Isa, this dough is Becheskes Tahara Oimedes, and since a miut of kids don't play with garbage at all, we say smeich miut lachazaka, we combine the two, and it becomes a suffik, and suffik tuma b'rishus harabim, we say lekula. However, the Chachamim say that the dough is tame, since it's the derech of children to play with garbage and with insects, so his hands are probably tame, and we say ruba b'chazaka, ruba adif. So based on this chazaka of garbage, we must burn this truma, because it's technically tame. The next Mishnah is background. Min HaTaira, it's only asur for a man to have yichud with a woman who is an erva to him. But the Bezdin of David HaMelech was geyzer an isur yichud even with a pnuya, an unmarried woman, as we see in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Aleph. Also, Hillel and Shammai in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Vav said that yichud is also asur with a geyusha woman. And the Mishnah says, a man is not allowed to be alone with two women, meaning even two women. Surely with one woman he's not allowed to be alone. The Rambam in Hilchas Isurei Bia, Perek Chaf Beis, paskins that any man, even from age 9, cannot be left alone with a woman in a secluded room. However, one woman can be alone with two men. Reb Shimon says, even one man can be together with two other women, as long as his wife is with him, and he can sleep with them in an inn, since his wife will watch over him. In addition, a man is allowed to be alone with his mother or his daughter, there's no Isur Yichud, and he can sleep with them as well. In Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezer, Simen Chaf Aleph, Sif Zayin, we paskin that he can even hug or kiss them, i.e. he can hug or kiss his mother or daughter. And the Gemara says, one man cannot have yichud with two women because of what Tana Dabei Eliyahu said, Nashim Daiton Kalos, women are light-headed and may yield to the temptation and have relations with this man. The Gemara asks, how do we know the Isser of yichud min HaTaira? The Gemara answers from Devarim Perak Yud Gimel. Pasuk says, ki yisischa achicha benimecha, that only a son can be misyached with his mother, but a man cannot be misyached with anyone else. If a child dies before he is 30 days old, he is not considered a full viable child, and doesn't get a full levaya with a rabbim. an abishal? Is matir even a man and two women to go alone to the burial? And there is no chashash yichud, since during mourning, the kayach of the Yetzer Hara is broken. But the Rabbanan say it's also for a man to go with two women, since even during aninus, even during this period of grief and mourning, the Yetzer Hara still has power, and we have to be chashash for yichud. The Gemara says the only time a woman can be secluded with two men is if these men are ksherim. But if they're immoral, they're prutzim, she can't be left alone with even 10 men, since they're not embarrassed in front of each other to do averis. That payoff. The heter of one woman to be secluded with two men is only be'ir, in the city. But when traveling, you need three men with one woman, since maybe one will need to relieve himself, and if there were only two, the one would now be left with one, and the one woman could potentially be misyached with the one man, and there could potentially be an iser yichud. If yichud takes place, we give malchus if she was a pnuya. But if she was an eishes ish, she doesn't become asar to her husband, and no malchus are given, because otherwise it would generate lashon hara. People would see that malchus were being given to this man because of the yichud, and then people would start talking about a relationship which in fact could potentially not even be true at all. If the husband is in a particular city, you can't have yichud with his wife, but if someone does, there is no malchus. Rabbi Yosef says, if the area where the yichud takes place is open to a rishus harabim, Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim, they were not chayshish for yichud, and one can be left alone with a woman in such a room. Rav Kahana says if a house has an inner chamber and an outer chamber, if the men are on the outside, there's no chashash of yichud. Mashenkin, if the women are on the outside, then it's aser. A different price says that the halacha is exactly the opposite. Now what about Bizman Hazeh? You go over to visit a friend's house, and no one is home but his sister, and she invites you in from the cold weather for a hot cup of tea. So in order to avoid the iser of yichud, what can you do? Is it okay to simply unlock the door, but you can leave it closed, except that it's just unlocked? Or are you mechuyev to actually leave the door mamish open so people can easily see in? The Beis Meir, which is brought in Shailos Tshuvos Rabbi Akiva Eger, Chelek Aleph, says that merely leaving a door unlocked, but not open, does not protect against yichud, since people on the outside cannot mamish see in. The Binyan Siyan, however, in Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Lamed Ches, brings down a Tshuvos HaRashba that clearly indicates, contrary to the Beis Meir, that merely unlocking the door is sufficient, and one does not have to leave it open, but as long as one unlocks it, that's enough. The Gemara says when there was a drasha to be given, they used to set up barriers between the men and the women, so there wasn't a chash of yichud or znus. Reb Chia, when he used to say tachnun, used to ask for protection against his Yetzer Hara. Rabbi Akiva used to cry when he came across certain psukim, especially those that dealt with people doing averis v'shoigig. The Gemara says a person can periodically be secluded with his sister, but he can live full-time with his mother or daughter, since the taiva of erva is not that strong with them. But Shmuel said seclusion is forbidden with any erva, even with an animal. The Gemara says once a daughter reaches the age of higdilu, a father cannot sleep with her unless they both have clothing on. The ages of Higdilu are 9 for a girl and 12 for a boy. The Rush learns that for a girl, the age is 3. Others say that it isn't totally an age, but rather it's totally immaturity, shtei simanim, etc. From the Maisa about Shmuel's granddaughter on his lap, the Bach and the Rambam learn that it is mutter for a grandfather to come into close contact with a granddaughter. But this is only mutter if she isn't married yet. Once she's married, it's usser for him to do that. The Ran says this is usser, even if she isn't married. Whether a grandfather is allowed to kiss a granddaughter, Ayin in Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezer, Simen Chaf Aleph, Sif Yud, and in Igris Maisha, Evan Ezer, Simen Chaf. Shmuel here said that the reason he made close contact with his granddaughter was L'shem Shamayim, so that his daughter would be happy in seeing the love he showed to his granddaughter. From here, the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Loisaseh, Simen Shin Nun Gimel, brings a raya that the Isser of Negiyah by Arias is only an Isser Midarabanan, not an Isser Midaraisa. Because had this been an Isser Midaraisa, there would be no heter to do it for the purposes of L'Shem Shamayim. The Rambam, however, holds that Negiyah by Arias, touching by Arias, is an Isser Midaraisa. Daf Pebes, the Mishnah. A man who is not married yet should not be a teacher of children, because he'll have to be in contact with their mothers who bring them to school. This could lead to yichud. And a woman may not teach children, because she'll be in contact with their fathers. The Prisha holds that this Isser is only for an unmarried woman. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says, a bachelor may not herd cattle, and two bachelors may not sleep in one blanket because of a chashash of Mishkav Zachar. The Chachamim say this is mutter. Gemara. Generally, we're not chayshish for Mishkav Zachar because Jews generally don't do this, so we don't worry about it. When we say that an unmarried man shouldn't be a malamed, it means even if he has a wife, but his wife isn't around, he still, in that case, should not be a malamed. The Mishnah. Anyone whose business is with women is not allowed to be left alone with women, even if there are three or four women. Also, a man should not teach his son a trade, an umnas, that will require him to interact mainly with women. Rameir says, a man should always teach his son a trade that is clean and not degrading, umnas nikia vikala. The Aruch learns that nikia vikala means a trade that won't lead to geneva. Rameir adds that a man should be mispalel takadosh baruch hu, so that he should be successful in his business, since hatzlacha in business is all based on mazel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Abu Gurya says, a man shouldn't teach his son to be a sailor or a carriage driver, since these trades are ridden with geneva. Also, one shouldn't be a shepherd, since he'll allow his sheep to graze on other people's fields, which is geneva. The Mishnah then says that the best doctors should go to Gehenim, since Rashi explains, most doctors don't fear sickness, so they aren't humble to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Marsha points out that only doctors who think they're taiv, as the Lashon says in the Mishnah, who think they're the best, are roi for Gehenim, since they won't consult with their colleagues, and patients may die unnecessarily because of this. Also, a sheichet is similar to a malek, because by killing animals, he becomes insensitive to life. Reb Nahor Roi said he abandoned all trades in the world in order to only teach his son Torah. And by learning Torah, it allows a person to be kind of the pleasure of Olam Hazeh, and keep the Karen Kayamis, the principle to enjoy in Olam Haba. But the rewards of all other trades are only in Olam Hazeh. When a man becomes old or sick, he dies. But Torah guards people in this world and benefits in this world as well as Olam Haba, as we see from Avraham Avinu. Ekev asher shama Avraham bekayli, v'yishmar mishmarti mitzvaysai chukaysai v'sayrasai, as we see in Bereshis, Perek Chaf Vav, that Avraham fulfilled all the mitzvahs even before the Torah was given. On this, the Chassam Sefer asks, how can we say Avraham Avinu was Mekayim all the mitzvahs before he was commanded to do so? We know that he wasn't Mekayim Bris Mila until Hashem commanded him to do it. The Briska Rav says, since Mila is a two-way street, as it says, Beini Uveinecha, you need the consent of both parties. So for this mitzvah, Avraham had to wait until Hashem commanded him to be Mekayim the mitzvah. The Gemara. People who are bloodletters or tanners cannot be a melech or a kohen gadol, since these jobs are degrading and they have evil in them, i.e. the person who does them has an evil eye. Bloodletters are also chayshish for gezel, shvichas damim, and geneva. A nice malacha to teach a child is quilting, which is nekiya vikala. The Gemara says, happiness is one whose job is a perfumer. Woe is one whose job is a tanner. The world cannot live without both zecharim and nekevas, but ashrei mi shabanav zecharim, v'aylai lemi shabanav nekevas. And finally, the Masechta ends by saying when a person has Torah under his belt, it lasts not only when he's young, but even when he gets older, as the Pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Tzadik Beis, says, Oid yinuvun b'seva, d'sheinim v'rananim yiyu. They will bring forth fruit in his old age that are vigorous and fresh. Hadron Allah, Masechta Kedushin. As we conclude Masechta Kedushin and Seder Nashim, we should be zeicha be'ezras Hashem to begin Seder Nezikin and complete other Masechtas and Starim in the future.